1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Lee Help checking in, man. AKA Calvin Lewis, BKA. Goddamn me, call me what you want. Just don't call the people. And you know how I do it. I get straight to it. I want to talk about real quick. Joe Biden becoming president. Everybody acting like racism is gone. Racism did not exit America since Joe Biden has been elected as the president. Now it's just we back to normal racism. That's all it is. We are back to normal racism. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, I see everybody in the world is fucking ecstatic, is throwing parties. You know what I'm saying? Turning up. Goddamn me. And it's like they act like the world is back to normal. The world, racism is gone. You know what I'm saying? I can see clearly now the rain. No, racism is not going anywhere, y'all. So let's stop acting like we so goddamn stupid. You dig what I'm saying? Please do the history on Joe Biden. Please. If you don't know, 1994... he signed the Crime Act bill. The Crime Act bill was for mass incarceration of black people, black and brown people. He was also for desegregation. He did not want his family to integrate with the black people. He called them monkeys. He said, I don't want my kids going to a school full of monkeys because it's going to be a zoo. They're going to be in the zoo. Realize that this man is dumb racist as well, if not more than Trump. Trump was a businessman. He was racist towards poor people. If you ain't had no money, Trump didn't fuck with you. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like with Joe Biden, he's just completely racist, and he's a pedophile as well. Do your research on that. He was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bruh, people act like racism is gone, that Joe Biden is the cure for all this shit, that everything is back to normal. No, it's just back to normal racism. That's all we are. Realize what the hell we're going through, man, because it's like we have to wake up, bro. We cannot be this sleep, man. These people are not here for us. These people do not want to see us grow. They do not want to see us become who we need to become. They are hella racist. Do you hear me? I'm talking about this man signed laws, bills to him and Kamala Harris, the vice president. She was right along with him signing those bills for mass incarceration, sending majority black people to black and brown people to prison. Look it up yourself if you don't believe me. Everybody got Google on their goddamn phone, and everybody's on their phone all fucking day. So look it up yourself. And it's like, man, it's not back to normal, y'all. Realize what the hell is going on, bruh. A president ain't never changed nothing for nobody. Anyway, any president that got in office, I'm pretty sure things still happen to you the same way it'll happen to you if, goddamn me, Obama was in office, Trump was in office. Things are going to happen. And it's like the president, they're only the face of America. They're not, they don't speak for us. We got to realize that, too. We can't let these motherfuckers speak for us, because genuinely in our heart, we know that they do not speak for us. They don't talk our language, man. They full of shit. Biden never had a plan for us. Trump really never had a plan for us. They're not here for us. Ain't nobody here for us. So we have to realize that. This shit is not back to normal, man. It's still a shit show. And things is going to get worse. Stock up, man. Get your food. Get your canned goods. Get your water. Because shit is going to get worse, man. And it's like, if y'all don't know anything about the Democratic Party, was the last, they did not want to free the slaves. The Democratic Party did not want to free the slaves. They were the last ones to free the slaves was the Democratic Party. And also, do your history. Back in the day, black people main party was the Republican Party. That was our number one party. That was the only party we went with was the Republican Party. So it's like, man, do your history, man. It's just all a joke. It's really the same thing, man. You blood or you crip. That's why the colors is blue and red. You either blood or you crip. It's a gang. It's all a gang. It's all a fucking organization. You know what I'm saying? This shit is still a shit show. Biden is not here for us, man. He's dumb, hella fucking racist. And I can't believe that people actually believe this man is out. He really got our interests at heart. He got our best interests at heart. Ain't no fucking way, man. We gotta wake up, bro. Stop being so damn blind, man, and fucking slow. Because, bro, trust me, these people are not here for us. Biden, Trump, none of them. We gotta create our own. Like I always say, man, create our own, goddamn me, and we all gonna get along. You know what I'm saying? But realize we is still in the shit show. Biden, it's fucked up as a president. He's gonna be fucked up as a president. Y'all gonna see. The Democratic Party, well, they believe in holding you back, giving you food stamps, keeping you on welfare, giving you housing, just to control you, just to keep you in a sheep-like cattle. You know what I'm saying? It's all a game. And realize this shit, goddamn me, they all maintain. Bleed help. Out.